From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. You have had a lot of experience with audio and with miking and things. Is there ever a sense that maybe some sound support would be a good idea for a guitar or for a cello? Or is that just a dangerous thing to start fiddling with?
For a cello, not. I mean, there are these kind of, what is this called in English?
Well, they have these
these risers, which
boxes,
are kind of acoustical, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. These acoustical boxes where they sit on top. That certainly helps because it's a natural thing. I mean, everything that's kind of enhancing the sound or making the sound bigger so that's natural, like acoustical boxes, I think is fine. For instruments like violin, cello, and so I wouldn't use anything else. For guitar, it's a different story. You need to sometimes. I mean, it's just no question. If you have... what did we do? From Ligeti, Mistress of the Macabre, it has mandolin. And I mean, mandolin is such a quiet instrument. I mean, we tried to make as little as possible, but of course we had to run it through an, you know, kind of box on stage, you know, to kind of make it the sound bigger. Yeah. Otherwise, it just some of the instruments and guitar. When I did Concerto di Aranjuez, Rodrigo in Chicago, we had Anna Vidovic, who is a great guitar soloist, and she used, but this minimal. I mean, you try to do it tasteful, but you need a little bit. Otherwise, it's too.
It's a very hard balance to strike.
That's what I mean. I mean, of course, you know, you can, like I said, you can, like, if you have a lot of rehearsal time, you can always kind of stop every bar and tell the orchestra to play softer. But it's a hard, with guitar, it's really tough. I think with guitar, it doesn't really hurt the sound if it's a little bit. It just needs to be done very tasteful. But if it's done a little bit, it actually sounds nice. You know, I think it doesn't hurt at all. No, but cello and violin, and so I wouldn't actually know.
They seem to get metallic when they.
I've
never heard a well-amplified violin.
They play anyway nowadays on metal strings, you know, as opposed to gut strings that they used in earlier days. So that's already kind of, you know, making the sound, you know, more direct and, you know, so I think, yeah.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.